The convulsions in the Middle East have split American conservatives in particular, most of whom are huge supporters of Israel, but are divided on how unrest in Egypt will affect Israel. Michael Rubin of the American Enterprise Institute wrote in Forbes, "The U.S. should not fear regime change, and an Islamic Republic is not a foregone conclusion in Egypt." That's the general consensus, that this is a popular uprising and that while analysts are wary of Islamists like the Muslim Brotherhood, it's generally thought they're playing a relatively small role. But then there are conservative voices like Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity and Glenn Beck on Fox News presenting what's happening in Egypt as an Islamist revolution, or in Beck's case, a conspiracy theory to create a Muslim caliphate. MJ Rosenberg is Senior Foreign Policy Fellow at Media Matters Action Network. He joins us. And MJ, Glenn Beck has been explaining the Egyptian protests as the Islamic right coming together with the American left, communists and Marxists, to take over the world. Tell us more.
He does these maps. It's kind of like, you know, people my age remember them from the 1950s when you'd see like communism spreading and they'd show red ink all over. He has this caliphate that goes all the way, all through the Middle East, and then it hooks up with these Russian communists and socialists who come all the way down from Russia into the Philippines. And then he's got them hooking up with all these left liberals in the United States. The Egyptian revolution for him is not about Egypt. It's all about all these other things, including, remember Bill Ayers, President Obama's supposed, you know, radical friend? He's in there, too. Code Pink is in there.
Well, we have some sound, and he does mention Barack Obama as being part of this conspiracy. But in this particular sound, he mentions Code Pink and other groups. Let's listen.
Dozens of Egyptian protests in America have been organized or supported by socialist, communist, and anarchist groups. Code Pink and Common Cause hosted one demonstration. Here's just a little example of the type of people who attended.
Revolution now!
A clip from Glenn Beck's program. Now, MJ Rosenberg, some of our listeners get annoyed when we air Glenn Beck. They don't feel that his comments should get airtime, but he has listeners, doesn't he?
I would say that by far, Glenn Beck is the most important conservative commentator in the United States. He has millions and millions of listeners and more important, viewers. He's on now for 5 hours a day. I think it's a terrible mistake for people who don't agree with someone like Glenn Beck to dismiss him as not being important.
Well, but how are other conservatives reacting to him?
The conservative movement is split. Bill Kristol denounced Glenn Beck. He said that Glenn Beck is like the John Birch Society, you know, back in the 60s, crazy right-wing conspiracies. But there's a big difference. I mean, Kristol wishes that Glenn Beck was just the John Birch Society, because the John Birch Society didn't have much influence.
Well, yesterday on ABC News, Sam Donaldson compared him to Father Coughlin, the rabid preacher who hated FDR. But also said he had the right to his beliefs. But with criticism from people like Bill Kristol, Time Magazine's Joe Klein is writing that, you know, Beck may be on thin ice with Fox News. He says there might be sort of a mirror Keith Olbermann situation.
I think that's remotely possible. I mean, Glenn Beck has hardly any advertisers left. He has no major advertisers left. So he's losing money for Fox. He has millions and millions of viewers, but he's still losing money. But I don't think Fox can afford to alienate Glenn Beck's followers. They're the hardcore Fox watchers. On the other hand, to flip that a little bit, I'm not sure that Glenn Beck wouldn't want to be fired just because then he becomes kind of like an independent, martyred voice. Though, if I had to choose, I would say that Glenn Beck is safe. Look, he gets away with the most outrageous things. The amount of anti-Semitism that was being spewed on his program during his series on George Soros would have gotten anyone else fired. This guy seems to be able to get away with anything, and he's got Roger Ailes and Fox News backing him. So I think he's in pretty good shape.
That's MJ Rosenberg, Senior Foreign Policy Fellow at Media Matters Action Network. Thank you so much.
Thank you.